Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Thought we could still have a little thought for the day, even if we have Deacon Dick as our guest for this morning. This Mass is being offered for Dana Chronican. So we're remembering her in our prayers today. A little tiny thought for you here today. On the Feast of St. John, well, a little tiny bit of history. You might kind of find this interesting. You know how long they've been celebrating Christmas on the church calendar on December 25th? Best we can tell, it goes back to the year 336 AD. It's the first recorded time, at least, in which they celebrated Christmas. And almost immediately, after the church began to celebrate Christmas, they began to create an octave of Christmas to parallel the octave of Easter. And all you guys are regulars, you all know what an octave is, don't you? Just nod. Yes, I do. Just in case you don't, though, okay? Just in case you don't, and you're nodding just because you're being polite. An octave is an 8-day celebration of 2 days of the year. There used to be more. 2 days of the year in which the feast is so big that we can't fit it into one day. So we celebrate it every single day for 8 days, just like it's Easter every day for 8 days, just like it's Christmas every day for 8 days. But when they made the octave of Christmas, the first thing they did was they started to deliberately punctuate the octave with feasts of martyrs. Now, why would they celebrate the feasts of martyrs on the octave of Christmas? Well, it's because Jesus Christ was born to die, and that by his dying, you might be born to eternal life. Now, when we celebrate the Feast of a Martyr, we're not so much celebrating the feast of the day that they died. We're celebrating the feast of the day that they were born, that they were born into eternal life. So it's so fitting that we celebrate the Feast of the Martyrs during Christmas time. Now, the first one they threw in was the Feast of St. Stephen, which is yesterday's feast. St. Stephen, the first ever martyr. And the very next one they threw into the octave of Christmas was today's feast, Feast of St. John the Apostle. And you don't need to be a PhD in biblical studies to know that St. John was never a martyr. He's the only one of the apostles who died of old age. So why did they celebrate St. John right alongside St. Stephen in the spirit of the martyrs and the spirit of the octave of Christmas? You want to know why? It's actually really encouraging. Because from the very beginning of the church, we understood that the essence of a martyr was someone who loved Christ more than he loved his own life, and that you don't necessarily have to shed your blood to love Christ that much. Yeah, martyrdom's a gift God gives for whatever reason God decides to give it, but everyone's called to love Christ more than they love their own life. And can you argue? Could anybody argue that anybody loved Christ more than St. John? So there's the Feast of St. John in the octave of Christmas. St. John, brother of St. James, known as one of the sons of thunder. We can be really thankful for all that John did. Gave us the Gospel of John, 3 letters, and the Book of Revelation. One of John's greatest contributions, of course, is that he tells us things about Jesus that we never would have known if it hadn't been for his Gospel. Things none of the other Gospels tell us. For example, Jesus' public life was 3 years long. Only reason we know Jesus' public life is 3 years long is because the Gospel of John tells us about 3 separate Passover feasts. That's how we know. Sometimes he's called St. John the Beloved, because let's face it, he was Jesus' favorite, right? He was Jesus' favorite. He was one who leaned his head against Jesus' chest at the Last Supper. He was the one to whom Jesus gave the Blessed Mother at the foot of the cross. He was the only apostle to go to the foot of the cross, and the first one to see our Lord when he rose from the dead. Sometimes he's called St. John the Divine because he has the most lofty theology of all. 118 times in John's Gospel, more than any other, we hear Jesus call God Father. 54 times in John's Gospel, we hear Jesus use the words, I am, which from the days of Moses and the burning bush, I hope you know, that's the divine name. But there's one more reason why it's really fitting that we celebrate St. John right after Christmas, and that is because John tells us what Christmas is all about. Very beginning of the Gospel of John, His very first lines, he says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." And here's a little tiny thought for the day. It's about a word. A word is what? It's a sound by which something of the speaker gets out to something of the hearer. Thus the challenge of communication, right? Find the effective words to get what's inside of you inside of somebody else. John tells us that with God, that's not an abstract concept. That's a person. Who's Jesus Christ? He's the heart of who the Father is, perfectly communicated to all of us. But the thing about words is that, you know, in every other venue of life, words are ways that we learn by reading or by hearing or by studying. But John tells us that with God, it's not like that. We don't learn by hearing or by studying. We learn by doing. Who's the one in whom the Word dwells? The one who does the commandments of God. The one who keeps God's commandments. That's why the best witnesses to the faith are the saints. They're the ones who knew the heart of the Father best because they kept the commandments of the Son. You and I were called to do the same thing. Every time we keep God's commandments, no matter what it might be, something of who God is becomes something of who we are. And the Word is made flesh all over again. And you want to know the one thing that the Father wants us to know more than anything else? More than anything else is that we don't have to be afraid of death. And that's why we hear a gospel here on the Feast of St. John in the octave of Christmas that sounds like it's taken right out of the octave of Easter, an account of the resurrection. Jesus has shown us in an absolutely unambiguous way that he has conquered death, and that anyone who lives in him and keeps his commandments does not need to be afraid of that which has been the deepest fear of the human race from the very beginning. So there's your little lesson for the day. John the beloved disciple, John the divine, he kept God's commandments, and he saw and believed. Let's ask for his prayers today so that we might be able to do the same. St. John the Apostle, pray for us.